Hello, this is Courtney on a recorded line.
Hi, my name's Ahmad. I'm with the Legal Intake Center. I have a claimant on the line. Her name is Damian Flagler.
Okay, go ahead and transfer.
Thank you.
Hi, good afternoon. This is Courtney on a recorded line. Is this Damian?
Yes, hi, Courtney.
Hi, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And then Ms. Flagler, is this your cell phone number that you're calling from? Let me see, make sure I have this right. 941-666-2405.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If any time we are disconnected, ma'am, I will call you from a 949 number. I'm going to text you my direct phone number now so that you have it. Sometimes the transfer calls drop, so I'll just call you from that number directly if that happens, okay?
Okay.
Okay. So you are calling in regards to the Depo Provera lawsuit, and you wanted to see if you meet the requirements to participate, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you didn't have an attorney at this time?
No, I just seen it on Facebook, and I know I was taking it for a long time, so I just filled it out to see if I qualified.
Okay. And you were diagnosed with a meningioma tumor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm so sorry to hear that. How are you doing now with that?
It's still a little, like, bothersome, like, mentally, because, like, I'm a stylist, and I do hair, so, like, experiencing the hair loss, the skin irritation and stuff like that, and not having the energy to, like, stand on my feet and do hair all day like I used to.
Yeah, and the headaches and things
irritating.
Like that.
Yeah, it's very irritating. Sometimes, and I can't even, like, I don't even, like, take medication for my headaches. I usually just have to, like, just lay down in, like, the dark because even, like, sunlight sometimes hurt my head. So it really affects with my day-to-day life. But I'm just happy to be alive. So that's all that matters to me.
That's a good attitude to have. Okay, so you wanted to see that you meet the requirements, and then you didn't have an attorney. You are willing to affirm under penalty of sought legal representation or advice or signed any documents with any other law firm, correct?
Have I signed any documents with anybody?
No.
No.
Okay. And then you are a citizen and resident of the United States?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then you were diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for a minimum of a year. When was your date of diagnosis? Do you know?
Yes, it was like February 15th. It was like February 2018.
2018. Okay. So February 15th, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And then what is your date of birth?
September 23rd, 1994.
September 23rd, 1994. Did you have any other family members or any friends that you know that were using Depo that were diagnosed with a meningioma and needed help filing a claim?
No, I didn't even know that this was going on until I seen it on Facebook. But I know a lot of my clients that have used birth control, friends that have used birth control.
You
whether
could,
it was pills, shots, and stuff like that. I just got on birth control from my friends when I was growing up because I started like a little bit after high school once I got sexually active, you know, with the fear of having kids at an early age. You know, I
of
wasn't
course, we all
prepared
did it.
To take on a responsibility like that. So my friends kind of introduced me to the shot because, you know, younger, you're irresponsible. I didn't trust myself taking the pills and stuff like that. So I just did the shot because it was easy. Every 3 months, it wasn't that many responsibilities, but just doing the date.
I was just like you. I almost did it, too, but it scares me. I ended up getting the implant, and I still have the implant, and I don't have any side effects, but now I'm worried now that this has came out. Like, I'm super worried. Like, what is this implant?
That's what I was thinking about, too. I'm like, because of everything that happened, like, but honestly, I feel like I have huge infertility issues now because – even after I've stopped taking the shot, like, I've been trying, like, I'm 30 now, and I do, you know, want to start a family and have kids, but, like, I haven't been able to get pregnant. Like, matter of fact, like, I haven't had a period in, like, 5 years. I just bled this year for the first time, and it wasn't even, like, a long period. I, like, really was, like, spotting. And so I just, like, I really hope that one day I could still have kids because I don't want my fear of having kids at a young age to stop me from having a family at all,
you
know?
Yeah. No, 100%. I agree with you. Did you only use the brand injectable Depo-Provera? Were you using the brand name?
Yeah, I only had
Okay.
that. That's the
Did
only
you
one I
ever?
ever
Okay,
used.
yeah. So you never switched to the generic brand at all for a minimum of a year and anything like
No.
that? Okay. So you
No, it
can.
was only one.
Okay. And then you can prove the Depo-Provera you least use for 1 year minimum, correct? So you can't.
Way more than a year.
Yeah,
It was a long time.
these are just like a couple questions they ask. Did you confirm? Can you confirm at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
For sure.
Okay,
Yeah.
and then you used it between the years of January 1992 to present date, correct?
January 1992.
Yeah, that's when it came out. So just they're asking if you used it between this time frame.
I thought you said that I started. I'm like, no, I wasn't even born.
I know,
No,
I was
but
just thinking that.
yeah, for between those years, yes.
Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, when did you start using it and then when did you stop?
So I started using it in like 2014 because I was like
Okay.
fresh out of high school. So it was like the ending of the year, like November 2014. I don't remember the actual date, but I
To
know it was like the ending of the year in
the best of your
2014,
knowledge.
November.
Yeah, to the best of your knowledge, no, I have to put a date, unfortunately. So,
Yeah, November 2014.
okay, so do you want to put November 2014? Is that what you're saying?
November 2014.
Well, yeah, I know you're saying October 2014, but I need a date in that month to
Oh,
put.
you could say like November 20th, November 20th, 2014.
Okay, perfect. And then a usage stop month, date, and year.
So I would say it was like February 2018.
When time was.
February 2018. I would say like February 1st. Well, I really stopped when I found out that I had the meningioma. So I
Like on
would
your
say like
diagnose, like your
the,
diagnosed date.
yeah, I didn't get any more shots after that. So
The
the
15th?
15th,
Okay, fine.
yeah.
I'll put February 15th, 20,
2018.
2018. Okay, so February 15th, 2018. Perfect. Okay, and then Miss Flagler, can you confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
And then what's your marital status? Are you single, married, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
And then I'm just gonna copy your name because I do not want to spell it wrong. It's Damien, correct?
Yes, my mom named me after my father, girl.
I no, you know what? I love that. I think it's really cute for a girl's name. I like it better for a girl than a
I
boy.
hated it all my life. I'm really just not growing into it at 30 years old. I made it a brand. So
Man,
now I'm just like,
I think it's cute.
I'm
Own
Damien.
it, own it, girl. Okay, do you have a suffix in your name? Are you like a junior or senior or anything like that?
Oh no, just Damien Flagler.
Okay, and then can you go ahead and confirm your social for me?
594-458-496.
Okay, 8496. Okay, 594-458-496, correct? And then I have your first last name, 19@yahoo.com, as your email. I have your primary cell phone number as the 941 phone number. What's the best time of day for the attorneys to call you? Do you prefer morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning and then around this time, 'cause I'm usually like have a break around this time, so
Okay,
I would say either
I'll just put
anytime
morning.
before 11. Yeah.
Okay. And then what's your current mailing address?
So you can use 1381
Mm-hmm.
Azalea Brook Drive. That's my home address, but I would prefer like any mail being sent to my post office because I do travel a lot.
Yeah, I could do that. What's that? Whatever. Actually, hold on. Let me see what it's asking for. Oh no, it's asking for your primary resident, so where you live. I mean, either or is
Yeah.
fine.
Okay, so 1381 Azalea, Azalea Brook Drive,
Okay, and that's in
Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Is that a house or is there a unit number or apartment or anything?
It's a house.
Okay, perfect. And then, Ms. Flagler, who is your diagnosing doctor? Who was the one who diagnosed you with the tumor. Who's your neurologist?
Christopher Comey.
Christopher Comey. Do you know how to spell the last name?
C-O-M-E-Y.
Yeah, neurosurgeon. All right. And he's in Lawrenceville, Georgia. Okay, and then he's at 2200 Medical Center Boulevard, Suite 350. What was the hospital? Was it
Northside Hospital.
Northside, mm-hmm. Okay, perfect. And then he was the treating doctor as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Let me just get this. I'm just getting his information, just so if they need to pull medical records or anything like that, they can. And he's Advanced Neurosurgeons Associates. Okay, let me copy this really quick. All right.
Yeah, if they need any documentation or anything like that, I can try to pull it up and send it to you all.
Yeah, yeah. So he treated you at his facility is Advanced Neurosurgeons Associates. That's where his spring. What was the name of the hospital? I'm so sorry.
Northside Hospital.
Northside. And that's in Atlanta?
Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville. They have a couple of them at Lawrenceville.
Yeah, it's the Northside Hospital Gwinnett one. They do have a lot of Northside hospitals in Atlanta, though.
Gwinnett, okay. And that's a 1000 Medical Center Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. And then with the, did you ever have any other prior diagnoses of cancer or anything like that?
No.
Okay. I know you're very young. You're 30. Are you 30 years old?
Yes, I just turned 30.
Oh, happy birthday. All right.
Thank you.
You're very young. You have a lot of life to live.
In Jesus' name, thank you.
Do you ever, this is kind of off subject, but do you ever get calls about a recall for hair relaxer? Because you're a hairstylist, so I was just wondering.
Yeah, a couple of my clients have. I personally don't relax my hair.
Uh-huh.
But a few of my clients that have used it, one of them currently just went through,
chemo.
They just got their chemo. Yeah, they had their breast removed. So it's really sad to just see all these things that we're consuming and using here on earth that we're thinking is safe, and it's like destroying us. It's like really hurtful to see.
Yeah, it's crazy. I know it's causing ovarian cancer, like uterine cancer, all this stuff. And it's crazy to think because, like, my grandma died of ovarian cancer, and she used to get she didn't, like, do chemical straightener. I mean, she's Caucasian, but she was perming her hair once a week. Like, she would go get her hair blown out, you know, like they did back in the, like, old days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I'm, like, thinking, like, that's probably what it was from. Like, she was... freaking,
yeah, it's sad. And all you want to do is just make your hair beautiful. You just want to feel beautiful, look beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, wow, it's sad. And I'm sorry to hear that about your grandmother.
I mean, it was years. I was little, but I just think about it now because it's like, you know, now we have all this information in front of us. It's like, it's so crazy.
Right.
Okay, who was the prescribing doctor? Who was your OBGYN?
So I went to Planned Parenthood.
Okay. That's fine.
And that's where I received my shots at. And she was Dr. Marcia Riley in Lawrenceville, Planned Parenthood.
Doctor, what was her name?
Marcia Riley, R-I-L-E-Y.
Okay. She's an internalist. I found her. Okay, perfect. And then What was the pharmacy that you were using?
It was a CVS by that location. I don't remember.
Okay, let me
But
look.
I didn't have to go get anything. They
They
gave me
gave it to
the,
you, yeah.
yeah.
I was just gonna say.
But for like my doxycycline for the actual after my procedure and stuff like that, I had to
Like your antibiotics and stuff like that.
yeah, the antibiotics and stuff, yeah.
Okay, hold on. Let me just get this really quick. I'm almost there. What did you say? It was Walgreens or CVS? I'm so sorry.
I believe it was CVS. I honestly can't even remember.
I'll just put CVS, and that's in
Lawrenceville.
Lawrenceville. Sorry. I went to hair school. My mom was a hairdresser for years. Pharmacy. Am I spelling this wrong? Okay. And then, what is it on Pike Street, Grayson Highway, or Buford Drive? Or great
I don't
Sugarloaf.
remember. I believe it was Buford. Honestly, I don't remember.
I'll just put
That's
Buford.
another thing too. I have a lot of like brain farts. Like it's like the
Yeah.
simplest stuff sometimes I don't even remember. And it's
Yeah.
so irritating. Like even with my clients, sometimes I forget my client's name and it's so embarrassing. So I'm
You
just
know
like,
them,
I
you
know
just
this
can't
lady's
remember.
name.
Yeah, I know. I'm
Yeah. And I'm just like,
sorry.
oh my goodness.
Yeah, but you know, at least if people know what you're going through, they'll be sympathetic. But I totally understand. It's like, yeah, it's not fair. I totally get it. And you're so young. Okay, did you have any other doctors that you wanted to put on your file, or was there the, are those the only doctors that you saw?
No, that's it.
Okay, and then you did say you had medical records and you could obtain them either electronically or through the mail or both if needed.
Yeah.
Okay. So you did have, let's say, so you went underwent surgery. So what type of surgery did you undergo?
So first they like did the anesthesia and stuff like that, and they did the
Radiation.
craniotomy.
Okay.
Then they did, well, the surgical part removed like 95% of the tumor, and then I had to go through radiation for the remaining 5%.
95% of tumor was removed. Okay. That's great. They were allowed to get that much. It was removed. Radiation, chemo, immunotherapy, and then you did pain management, and things like that, right? Okay. And then, was there any other surgery or any other thing you had to undergo besides that?
No.
Okay. And then they do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate is to happen to you, Ms. Flagler. This is just to make sure that they can ensure the case for you and your loved ones. Typically, they'll only reach out to them if you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. Was there somebody that you could put, or somebody that lives with you or doesn't live with you?
Yeah, I can put my manager,
Okay, and then what's their name?
Ronnie Kirkland.
Ronnie with a, was it with a Y? IE?
RONNI.
Okay, and then Kirkland, KIRKLAND. Do you know their phone number?
Yes, 727-433-3467.
Okay. And then I'll just put all right. And then was there any other information that you wanted me to put? I did put that like you had dizziness, headaches, things like that in the medical notes so that they know everything that you've gone through. But was there anything
Yeah,
else like?
dizziness, headaches, hair loss, skin irritation, depression. I felt so suicidal at one point in time. I was just like, oh my God. Like, it was just so much happening to me. Like, I can't even pinpoint all of the problems, but yeah, that shit took me through it.
Oh yeah, it's yeah, I can totally understand everything that you're going through. I mean, it's not something that you wish upon anyone, your worst enemy, you know. Changes in vision,
Yeah.
sleep blurriness, headaches, hearing loss, memory loss of smell, weakness in like your arms and your legs. What else did you
Yes.
have? Pain.
Like menstrual, like my period, irregular, like literally, you might as well say absent periods, changes in my appetite, like my weight was fluctuating up and down. I was just like,
Oh, the
it
loss of
was just a
hair.
lot. Yeah, and hair loss. Like my hair was very, very long. Because I'm a stylist, I know how to maintain my hair and eat right with my vitamins and stuff like that. But when you're used to having great,
Hair.
beautiful, thick, long hair, and I'm still grateful with the hair that I do have, but it can be like
Yeah.
depressing to see you have to go through something like that.
Yeah. No, of course. Okay, so Ms. Fogler, we're pretty much finished, but I'm gonna just summarize everything really quick just to double check. You are filing a claim on behalf of yourself. You were diagnosed with the meningioma tumor on 2/15/2018. Your date of birth was 9/23/1994, correct?
Yes.
Okay, then you are a citizen and resident of the United States. Used Depo-Provera for at least a minimum of a year. You do confirm 4 injections at least prior to your diagnosis, and you approximately started using it 11/20/2014 to 2/15/2018, correct? Okay, and then I have your first name is Damien, DamienNNE, Flagler, FLAGLER. Your social was
DamienNNEFLAGLER19 at yahoo.com is
is your
the
email perfect? Yeah. Okay. So I think everything's right. I have 1381 Azalea Brook Drive, Lawrenceville, Georgia, as your residence. Dr. Comey as your neurologist and treating Dr. Marcia Riley as your OBGYN. Oh, that was at Planned Parenthood, right? Planned Parenthood. Planned
Mm-hmm.
Parenthood. And that's where the like people are with Planned Parenthood. I went there. Everybody went there when you were young. That's where you went.
Right, like
You don't want
that's
your
just
parents to know. I didn't want my mom to know.
right.
I'm a lot older than you, but I mean, not by, I'm a,
And
like 8 years
honestly,
older
I
than you,
haven't
but.
even disclosed this with like my close friends and stuff like that, know, because they had to like help me throughout the
Yeah.
process. But it's almost like embarrassing to even talk about because it's like
Don't be embarrassed.
it's rare. You know what I'm saying?
No,
It's like,
it's not
how
really
does that happen to you?
it's not very rare. I mean, millions of girls across, I mean, even from ages of like 25 to 45, 50 are going through the same thing you're going through. So don't feel like it
And when
is
it popped
rare.
up on my Facebook, I'm like, is my phone listening to me talk? Because
Oh yeah, that's kind of creepy, huh?
I was
Yeah.
like talking to my boyfriend, because like I said, you know, we've been trying to, you know, have a baby. I knew I wanted to have it like in my 30s, but I didn't think it was gonna like
Yeah.
be this hard. You know what I'm saying? So I was
Yeah.
kind of like just telling him about the birth control process and how I was on it for so many years, and it is most definitely playing a big part in my infertility. I didn't want him to think it was him. You know what I'm saying? So the
Yeah.
fact that I had to even open up about that, because he was going to get himself checked to figure out like if his
Yeah.
shit wasn't right. And I'm
Yeah.
just like, I felt bad that he even felt like that, because I'm just like, you're not even the problem. It's fucking me. I'm the problem. And so
Yeah.
after having
Oh,
that
I'm so
conversation with him,
sorry.
I saw it pop up on my Facebook, and I'm like, my fucking phone been listening to me, because how did this pop up
Yeah, no,
after like I'm having this conversation?
yeah, it's not, no, it's not just you. It's there's like, I mean, hundreds of thousands of girls around the United States, this is all happening to you. So it's not just you, but I do get, I know, I understand the, frustration. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, so I do understand the frustration. So don't think that it's just you. Just continue doing what you're doing. You're on the right track, you know. You just went through chemo and radiation, so you know your body's gone through a lot. And just, you know, I say trust in God, it'll happen when it happens. So
amen. I believe that.
Yeah, you just gotta keep, And it's funny because it'll happen when you least expect it. So just live life with your boyfriend and do.
That's what I said. I said it's gonna come when I'm least expecting it. So I just haven't been trying to like wreck my brain about it, because you can become even more depressed when you're trying
so
to
hard,
do something and it's not coming out the way you want it to. So I just rather be surprised when it happens instead of me checking and taking pregnancy tests every other month. Like, that is just frustrating, and it's not the results that you want it to be. So I've just been chilling, you know, just keeping my mind off of it, really, so I don't take myself back to that dark place again. And,
hold on 1 second. Okay, so what we're going to do now is, have you ever used a DocuSign agreement?
No. I mean, yeah, I have in my email, like someone sent it and you sign it.
Yeah, so I just sent you a DocuSign agreement. We're almost finished. I just sent you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign while you're on the phone with me, and then I'm going to send you the attorney's information so you have their phone number. So when they call you, you'll know who's calling you. So go ahead. I sent you a text message. It'll say Courtney at Masterworks has sent you a DocuSign agreement for you to review and sign. You're going to want to open it. It's going to ask you to accept or start, adopt, and sign a signature. You'll have to use your finger, press like I acknowledge and accept to sign. You tap the little fields. There's 5 fields. And then you come to a finish button. So let me know when you're able to do that, and I'm going to send you the attorney's information, okay?
Okay, I'll see you.
Where is...
Sorry, still loading.
You're fine.
Oh, here it is. Okay, there it is. And just put my initials on all of these.
Yeah, it's going to have you adopt and sign a signature.
Initial. Wow, hundreds of thousands of women, that is so sad. Okay. Okay, I think I'm done now. And just click finish and it's going to send back
yeah,
to you.
Yeah, so click finish. Click
okay.
finish, and what's going to happen is it's going to you can download it right there, but it's going to send you a PDF file to your email regardlessly to for your records. Okay, yeah, you're all set. So just before we wrap up the call, yeah, it'll send you a PDF to your email, so you'll have documents for your records, basically. And then basically, yeah, before we wrap up, I just want to emphasize your role in this process. We can only help you if you're responsive when the attorneys reach out. So when they call you, you want to make sure that you answer. Now, I am sending you their I did send you the attorney's information. They're going to be calling you from they'll call you and it'll say like the law offices of Robin Law with co-counsel Pulaski, or they'll say, oh, this is Pulaski Law with co-counsel Robin Law. Just so that you're aware of who's calling you, and they're going to be calling you from the 909 number that I sent you. It's 909-906-3862.
Oh, I see it.
Save
okay,
that phone number.
It.
So if they call you, you want to call them back in a timely manner. If at some time you can't get a hold of them, you can call me directly and I can connect you as well. Okay? Don't hesitate
okay.
to call me or text me on that number. It comes straight to my desk if you have any questions regarding the case. And then also, remember, this is going to be a legal contract between you and the firm. It's really important you don't discuss the matter with any other law firm as they may represent you. And then again, if you have any documents that you can obtain to help support your case, I recommend getting those. And then if you have any questions for me other than that, you're pretty much finished.
Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I really wish you the best of luck. I hope you get the compensation that you deserve, and my prayers go out to you, okay? You have a happy Christmas.
Okay, thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.